I want to welcome everyone out this morning to the February 15th Commissioner's Court. We're going to start this morning with an invocation. I'll give that, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the opportunity that we have to be here as a Commissioner's Court and with the community. We're thankful for all those that have chosen to attend with us today and ask that a spirit of peace and calm will prevail in this meeting. We ask thee to watch over all those that protect our freedoms, those who serve abroad and here in this country, and ask thee to watch over their families while they're away. We're thankful for this beautiful state, nation, and county that we live in, and we're thankful for all the blessings that we have that come from thee, especially the rain yesterday and the beautiful sunshine today. We're especially thankful for the atoning sacrifice of our Savior Jesus Christ, and we say these things humbly in his name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
This morning, before we move forward with our regular agenda, we have a public hearing, and it is on the countywide polling place program. I know there may be some questions about this, but we're going to let our election administrator stand and give us an explanation of what this is, and then if we have any questions, we can answer those.
Good morning. We are here today to discuss the countywide polling place program and what the advantages it will bring to Upshur County. The Countywide Polling Place Program, also known as vote centers, allows the voters to cast their ballot on election day at any polling location regardless of their home precinct. They offer the convenience of early voting, but on election day. If selected, our intention to apply and participate is in the November 2017 Constitutional Amendment election. This is a program that we had to apply through the Secretary of State. The state only selects six counties with a population of 100,000 or more, and only four counties of less than 100,000. So we would fall in the four counties that could be selected. The Secretary of State may determine that a county's participation in this program was successful following one election under the program. Once designated as successful, the county may continue to use the program for continuing elections. Each county selected to participate in the program must first have the three things in place. They must have exclusive use of direct recording electronic voting system at all polling locations. Also, implementation of a computerized voter registration which allows instantaneously verification that a voter has not already voted in another polling location. And the third is they must hold a public hearing to inform and solicit opinions from voters, minority organizations, and other interested parties, political subdivisions within the county. Our county has been exclusively using direct recording electronic system at all polling places since 2016 primary election. Since then, we have also used a computerized voter registration. Once the public hearing is complete and the Commissioner's Court has approved the submission of our application to participate in the program, then we can start applying. For an election held in the first year in which the county participates in the program, the total number of countywide polling places may not be less than 65% of the number of precinct polling places that would otherwise be located in the county for that election.
Okay, can you repeat that again? I didn't catch the
number. For an election held in the first year in which the county participates in the program, the total number of countywide polling places may not be less than 65% of the number of precinct polling places that would otherwise be located in the county for that election.
The idea is that if you can vote anywhere in any polling place, then it would allow us to have fewer polling places.
And after this, the number drops to no less than 50% of the number of precinct polling places that would otherwise be located in the county for that election. The objective of this program is to bring more convenience to the voter, not to eliminate polling locations. There will be a vote center advisory committee to discuss and determine where each polling place will be located. And that committee will consist of the county judge, the representative for the commissioners, which would be Mike Spencer, myself as the elections administrator, the Democratic Party chair, Dan Miles, and the Republican Party chair, Cynthia Ridgway. Does anybody have any questions?
Go ahead. Yes. What is the time span between the submission and acceptance of the
The deadline to submit my application is in August of this year for the November election, constitutional amendment election for this year.
What is the deadline for acceptance?
September, I think it said September the 3rd. They will let me know by September the 1st.
We got it by November.
Yes.
Okay, I hope this is an extremely dumb question, but I'm gonna ask it anyway. This computer system that would let me know instantly if someone has already voted in a different location, but absolutely in no way connected to the actual voting machine. In other words, the voting machine would absolutely not be connected to the internet in any way.
No, sir, not at all.
I said, I hope it's a very dumb question.
Yes, no, I upload the voter list on the e-poll books that we use to check voters in, and in no way is it connected. And we've been using that since the primary in 2016, and it has worked very well.
It's not a given that you would get it if you applied, Lori, I understand, right?
Correct. They're only going to allow four counties of our size to participate.
No, when you say that, are you talking about the Secretary of State's office?
Yes, the Secretary of State.
Okay, one more question. Let's say we do this. How are you projecting this affects the cost of primaries or elections?
It should not increase the price at all because we have everything that we need to participate in vote centers.
So it should reduce the cost, is that correct?
Correct, if we reduce polling locations.
So you don't foresee any way at all that this would make it easier to have voter fraud?
No. I mean, it's exactly like early voting, but it's at all polling places on election day. It's just that every polling location will have every ballot style at every polling location that is open on election day.
Yes, Chairman, I have a question, I guess, that I need to find out what. Say, if we were to vote, I live in Diana area, and I'm able to vote here locally, but I appreciate all of it. How would we have, or if the person wanted to do something that was wrong, how would we have to eliminate from this from happening? If I go and die and vote and then try to come here and vote?
We have an electronic that's hooked to the internet that instantaneously notifies all the other e-poll books that they've already voted in that location that we have been using, and it works very well.
Let me clarify that. So you just said internet. That's a separate system from the voting system.
Yes, it
so
is.
You don't have any
yes,
override. There could be no fraud. That
right.
is a separate system.
It's just the voting.
The voting. The actual voting is on a closed system.
Correct.
Constable Dolly.
If the sitting, if you're saying one location, the internet or the computer goes down, how are you going to handle the voters at that point there?
I've been talking to my IT lady, and she is very helpful. And on election day, she will be out and about to take care of the problems, to get over there and make sure it gets back up as soon as possible.
Okay, what about the voters who are standing there in line? Because I know what happens. Humans are humans, and they get frustrated.
They could do that, or they could wait until we get it up and running.
Okay, but you're not going to let them go ahead and vote and do this up?
Correct.
But we have that problem now, too. I mean, it's this program doesn't change that problem.
Correct. We have this program in place, and we have been using it since the 2016 primary.
Any other questions?
The committee would decide that you alluded to earlier, which would be a judge, commissioner, the two party chairmen, and yourself. They would decide on which polling places would be open. Is that correct?
Correct. And our intention is not to close, not to go to the 50%. I mean, we will look at the polling location, the voter turnout, and the handicap accessibility to the building.
I will make this observation. We do have citizens at present time that a different voting place is much more convenient for them than the one in which they live in and have to go to on election day.
Absolutely.
That's one of the reasons we're considering this. And we've gone electronic, and to be able to go vote centers is for not only lower the cost, but it's more convenient for a lot of people.
But now, this November election, you wouldn't be able to vote anywhere.
Yeah. That's what we're applying for, the November Constitution. Yeah.
You could vote anywhere. Okay. Yes. I thought we had one more step to go.
In this way, we will never have to turn a person away if it's not their polling location. They can vote there.
Yeah. That.
Would this be able to be used in school board elections or anything too?
Well,
or just county?
We do not do a joint election with the cities and schools. They conduct their own. I just do the programming and tallying. But if they would like to participate, they could.
Okay. I think to reiterate, just get this on the record. You told me when I did the article on this that this is aimed at people like Upsa County residents who work in Longview. They get off at 6 o'clock on election day when the polls close at 7, and they could go to East Mountain to vote instead of having to drive, say, all the way to Rosewood or Grass or wherever they live.
Correct.
Or if you're coming into the grocery store and you want to stop, you can do it that way too, because I'm assuming that the church will still be one that's here in town, in the library.
Okay, thank you for all the questions. On the regular agenda, item 8 is discuss and take action to approve the countywide polling place program. If the court votes to approve the program today, then the election administrator will file the application with the Secretary of State.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer, to approve the countywide polling place program. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 2 is consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Item B is payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Payroll changes are approved. Item C is payroll.
Motion to approve payroll.
Second. Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
I abstain.
Payroll is approved. Item D are budget amendments.
Move to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Oh, I was trying to throw one.
I guess I just pretty
Item E, our accounts payable.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved.
A buzzer. Yeah. What's that game show where you ask a question, you go, my turn? Thank you, ma'am.
Item F is accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, the 2017 Equal Employment Opportunity Plan, 2017 Upshur County Limited English Proficiency Plan, additional insured commercial general liability coverage for Suncoast Resources, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Motion to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Groves to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item three is discuss and take action to accept bid for, on struck off property in cause number 12-3TX.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. Brandon Wynn on behalf of Lombard, Gog, Blair, and Sampson. This piece of property was struck off the tax rolls at our March 2015 sale, so it's been off the roll for a little over 2 years. The bid that we've received is a little over $3,000. It represents all the funds that were owed against the property at the time that we struck it off. The property is described as 1.23 acres in the James Scott Head Right Survey. More specifically, it's kind of in the Diana area of the county. Your legal counsel on your delinquent tax collections, I'd recommend that we accept this bid.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to accept the bid on the struck off property. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Thank y'all. Item four is discuss and take action to set Justice Center hours of operation. I had a meeting with the sheriff and the district attorney and several other elected officials, Judge Parrish, and we talked about the need to change the hours at the Justice Center, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day, with the exception of Tuesdays, where it would probably be more appropriate to have it open at 7:30 a.m. and close at 5 p.m. And then once a month on the second Monday or whenever it is, jury selection, open the doors at 7:30 and close at 5 p.m. Sheriff, did you want to say something about that?
No, and that would be just me adjusting work schedules. No comp time period or no overtime would be added on to it. It would be adjusting the work schedule for the courthouse security.
Mr. Byrd?
I would agree. I think Sheriff Webb is, based on that meeting, he can handle all the security issues and concerns. And because the court actually physically starts at 8 o'clock, actual hearings, it would allow those witnesses and citizens to be able to enter and lawyers so that those matters can hopefully start promptly at 8 o'clock. And based on this meeting, I will concur. There is a need and it's necessary on the dates that's been proposed.
I must make a motion to
clarify one. No need for maintenance to unlock the building on those mornings.
No,
you
sir.
Will take care of that.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I make a motion to accept those times of opening and closing.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Gross to reset the times that the Justice Center opens as stated. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item five is discuss and take action to make an exception to certification pay for Chief Deputy Hazel and Lieutenant Gary Shirley. Y'all know that currently our certification pay policy is that you can't get it in the middle of the year if you're hired. You have to wait until the next budget year. However, with the change in administration, the sheriff is asking that his chief deputy and Lieutenant Gary Shirley go ahead and get their certification paid this year. He has plenty of money in his budget to pay for it, so it avoids the problem that we created the policy for. Is that fairly stated, Chair?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What it is, I've talked with Ms. Lee about it. Those certificate pays were already budgeted for the personnel that had left and the people that they're taking those places. Basically, they're just getting their certificate pay. So it's not adding to, and I have plenty to cover all of that.
Motion to approve.
I'd like to ask a question.
Yes, sir.
Do you anticipate now this request coming multiple times?
No.
Second?
No, because the understanding that I have, I know you seconded it, but I'm fixing to add to it. I know the understanding of is that if we have somebody that has their certificate paid that's budgeted in next year's bill, but this was already budgeted for. This is not a a new certificate.
Did the person they replaced, did they get that pay?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it was budgeted for.
A second.
That's a little different.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve the exception to the certification pay.
Does this mean if y'all pass this, that we will be paying them for the two paychecks that they've already gotten, or is it from now forward?
Now forward.
Thank you.
Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 6 is discuss and take action to approve resolution in support of 2017-2018 Homeland Security Grant application. Officer Nichols has worked on this, and this is the standard resolution that's required from the Commissioner's Court, saying that if we accept the money, we'll spend it on what the grant is for and that we're responsible for it.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the resolution in support of the Homeland Security Grant. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 7 is discuss and take action to award road and bridge bids. So, Andy, it looks like as far as gasoline and diesel fuel, Petroleum Traders is the one to bid.
Yes, Judge. And I would like to, if possible, put Jackson Oil as an alternate bidder. I've never had a relationship with Petroleum Traders. I don't know anything about them, but they were the low bidder. That way, if something does come up, we'll call that and give me a bid. If that's possible.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to make sure I understand, because I see a head nodding. That if we do the alternate bid, he still, before he can purchase from the alternate bid, has to come to court and we do it that
That's correct.
Procedure, correct?
Correct. But by our calculations, Jackson Oil was not even second, they came in third.
But under lowest and best bid, Jackson Oil, as far as location, is out of Mount Pleasant. As far as customer service, I have a relationship with them, which makes them a responsible bidder. No, they are not the lowest, but they are the best that I know of.
I think it'll be better. I mean, we're going to have to come back in the next meeting anyway. So who was the second bidder? Likens?
Out of Oklahoma?
Okay. I think you'll need to let me send a letter to Likens telling them that while they were the lower dollar bidder, we are not naming them the alternate.
Okay.
And what do you think?
That's exactly what I think.
Okay. And then we'll tell them that they can appear in court on February the 28th and explain why they do believe they're the lowest and most responsible bidder.
Will that also be necessary then to send it to Petroleum?
No, because we're going to give Petroleum the award.
I've been while being in office for 4 years that we have been in several situations over different commodities that we go out to bids on where we can't get it for some reason. And that hinders production greatly.
my business is basically based on the weather, and we get out there, we're getting into summer months, there's a chance of, as far as where fuel goes, we lose fuel every year for people that need it worse than we do. It's kind of hard to predict what's going to happen as far as that goes. So I just would like to have a backup plan if we legally can that way.
Okay.
But I'm perfectly fine with, I don't care who the alternate is. I would prefer it be Jackson Oil, but I feel that we really need an alternate in the building.
That still doesn't allow you to, just because we choose an alternate, decide to purchase fuel one day and purchase from the alternate. You still have to come back.
I fully understand that. We've had that situation in the 16 budget where I came back before the commissioner's court.
Okay, so we're all staying on the same page. The award's going to Petroleum Traders with Jackson Oil as the alternate.
With a letter and a notification.
With a letter.
Possible.
That's proposed. We can award Petroleum Traders today, but Jackson Oil as alternate will have to be made in the next meeting.
Right.
And Judge, one other thing. I believe that we actually cannot award these until the end of the month, because last year's contracts run out at the end of February.
Okay. I think we can go ahead and award them, but you just won't start using them until the next. Till March.
Makes sense.
Okay, so Road and Bridge 02, 17A oil dirt.
On oil dirt?
APAC is the lowest.
Yes, sir. And in 4 years, I have not met a representative for their oil dirt division with APAC. Last year, I came to y'all going to change vendors because they could not deliver the material that they were obligated to. Less than a month ago, I had to cancel a $9,000 order for oil dirt because they could not get it to me.
So you want to use Longview Asphalt?
I would like to use Longview Asphalt with Wood County as backup.
Okay, that
location goes under local government code. Longview Asphalt is 28 miles from here. Wood County is 28 miles from here. APAC is 42 miles from here.
Well, I think your past customer experience with APAC would satisfy the statute, but we still have to send the letter.
Absolutely.
And make the award on the 28th.
Yes, sir.
Okay, 17B, hot oil sand.
Longview Asphalt did not bid this. Wood County and APAC were the only two.
Okay.
I would prefer going with Wood County. APAC has a secondary after a letter.
All right. And then hot mix.
Hot mix, I would like to go. Our second place bidder was actually Wood County. I would like to go with them. Longview Asphalt as a backup to them.
Why is that?
Strictly for price. Type D hot mix is not something I buy anyway. So.
Are you going to buy more than $50,000 worth of it?
No, sir. I'm not.
Well, then does he need us to make an award for that?
He's wanting to go with Wood County? Did you say go with Wood County?
Well, we might need to award that in case there was inflation, because if we didn't award the bid, it wouldn't lock in the price, would it?
Okay.
I really see absolutely zero reason to buy ID hotmix over $50,000.
Do you get that stuff delivered?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
I'm going to ask a crazy question. What is type D? Is that just a subgrade of the other?
Type D, that is the hot mix that you see light in the residential areas. It's quite a bit more expensive. It's more labor tends to lay down.
Well, delivered, Wood County and APAC are both $80 a ton.
And delivered Palm, you asked for $79.50. So if you want to award it that way, that'd be great. We're going to just go Longview.
Longview Asphalt?
Yes, sir.
All right. That'll be the best. And then for refined road oil, emulsified asphalt, refined road oil, Brian and Brian?
Yes, Your Honor. They were the only bidder.
All right. And Pug Milling Material Resources were the only bidder?
Yes, Your Honor.
So today we can make the award for gasoline and diesel fuel to Petroleum Traders. I'll write letters for oil dirt and hot oil sand. We can make the award for type D hot mix to Longview Asphalt, road oil to Brian and Brian, and Pug Milling to Material Resources.
And you got to send a letter to Jackson Oil and that other one.
Yeah, he knew
for alternate.
Emulsified.
In the road oil and emulsified asphalt category, what about the products that Brian and Brian did not bid on, but their ergon and asphalt and fuel supply did?
Could you hear?
Again, yes, I did. That's two products that I will not use over $50,000 worth. I used some emulsion recently that was not one of our bid materials. But I have no plans to spend over $50,000 on that if I didn't go out and bid for that. The ones that are listed here, we don't use. If y'all want to award them to those companies, it's there, but I have no plans on using those materials.
Who was the winning bidder?
Ergon was the winner on CRS2, CRS2P, AEP, CSS1. And on MC30, asphalt fuel and supply. But just to make it neater, if y'all want to award those, that's fine.
I do.
But at any rate, not going to reach the threshold of 50,000.
So, one last time. Gasoline and diesel fuel is awarded to Petroleum Traders. It's proposed that we make Jackson Oil the alternative after we've sent a letter to Likens. Plant mix asphalt, oil dirt. It's proposed for oil dirt. It's proposed that we award Longview Asphalt with Wood County as alternative after we send a letter to APAC. For hot oil sand, it's proposed that we award the contract to Wood County with a letter to APAC. Type D hot mix is awarded to Longview Asphalt. Refined road oil is awarded to Brian and Brian. The products that Ergon bid and the products that Asphalt Fuel and Supply bid are awarded to them. And Pug Milling is awarded to Material Resources. All right. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to make those awards. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Motion to adjourn.
No.
No.
Oh, I thought we already did that one on the other.
Oh, yeah.
Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Are y'all?